This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in the coming years. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, he said in about 10 years they have met 17 times. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of the relations. The Prime Minister said that the world has had to face multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Mr. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying that it has helped Indian farmers and Indian consumers. On the occasion, Mr. Putin thanked Prime Minister Modi for making efforts to find a solution to end the conflict in Ukraine. During their bilateral meeting, Mr. Modi had reiterated New Delhi's readiness to assist Moscow in any possible way to establish peace in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also left from Moscow for the second leg of his visit to Vienna, Austria. India and Russia have agreed to set the trade target to $100 billion by 2030. Briefing media in Moscow, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said, during the meeting between the two leaders, agenda of discussion was principally focused on economic cooperation. The two countries signed 9 documents for cooperation in different fields. It includes MOUs in the areas of environment and climate change, cartography, polar research, investment, trade and pharma. New Delhi and Moscow have also inked MOU on cooperation in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and TV Novosti. 13 assembly seats in 7 states will go to by polls tomorrow. 4 seats in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh and 2 seats in Uttarakhand will go to polls. 1 each in Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Punjab will also go to by polls. Counting will be held on Saturday. Professor and Dr. Soumya Swaminathan has been appointed as the Principal Advisor at the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program on a pro bono basis. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in a statement said that as the Principal Advisor for the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program, Professor Swaminathan will provide technical advice on the overall strategy to achieve program goals, suggest policy directions and necessary course corrections for optimal outcomes, and advise on research strategy. Professor Swaminathan was the former Chief Scientist of the World Health Organization and has also served as the Director General of Indian Council of Medical Research previously. CBI has arrested 2 more people in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. Sources said that they have been arrested from Bihar. One person has been arrested from Nalanda and another from Gaya district of the state. The centre today extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group 6 for Justice by another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. A government notification said the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. 6 for Justice is a US-based group run by Gurpatwant Singh Pannu, who was declared a designated individual terrorist by India. The NIA has registered many cases against Six for Justice and Pannu. The centre had banned the organisation in 2019. India's benchmark indices today appreciated around 0.5% to hit their fresh record closing levels amid foreign fund inflows. The Sensex climbed 391 points to end at a new closing peak of 80,352. Nifty also rose 113 points to settle at a record closing high of 24,433. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has appointed former batter and World Cup winner Gautam Gambhir as the new head coach of the senior men's team. BCCI Secretary Jay Shah made this announcement through a social media post today. Mr. Gambhir replaced Rahul Dravid as head coach. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.